Dreamscape presents The Scarecrow of Oz by L. Frank Baum, narrated by George Newbern. Chapter 1. The Great Whirlpool.
"Seems to me," said Captain Bill as he sat beside Trot under the big acacia tree looking out over the blue ocean. "Seems to me, Trot, as how the more we know, the more we find we don't know."
"I can't quite make that out, Cap'n Bill," answered the little girl in a serious voice after a moment's thought, during which her eyes followed those of the old sailor man across the glassy surface of the sea.
"Seems to me that all we learn is just so much gained."
"I know. It looks that way at first sight," said the sailor, nodding his head. "But those as knows the least have a habit of thinking they know all there is to know, while them as knows the most admits what a terrible big world this is. It's the knowing ones that realize one lifetime ain't long enough to get more'n a few dips of the oars of knowledge."
Trot didn't answer. She was a very little girl, with big solemn eyes and an earnest, simple manner. Cap'n Bill had been her faithful companion for years, and had taught her almost everything she knew. He was a wonderful man, this Cap'n Bill. Not so very old, although his hair was grizzled, what there was of it. Most of his head was bald as an egg, and as shiny as oilcloth, and this made his big ears stick out in a funny way. His eyes had a gentle look and were pale blue in color, and his round face was rugged and bronzed. Cap'n Bill's left leg was missing from the knee down, and that was why the sailor no longer sailed the seas. The wooden leg he wore was good enough to stump around with on land, or even to take Trot out for a row or a sail on the ocean. But when it came to running up aloft or performing active duties on shipboard, the old sailor was not equal to the task. The loss of his leg had ruined his career, and the old sailor found comfort in devoting himself to the education and companionship of the little girl. The accident to Cap'n Bill's leg had happened at about the time Trot was born, and ever since that he had lived with Trot's mother as a star boarder, having enough money saved up to pay for his weekly keep. He loved the baby, and often held her on his lap. Her first ride was on Cap'n Bill's shoulders, for she had no baby carriage, and when she began to toddle around, the child and the sailor became close comrades, and enjoyed many strange adventures together. It is said the fairies had been present at Trot's birth and had marked her forehead with their invisible mystic signs, so that she was able to see and do many wonderful things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?